A poignant Thanksgiving. She worried this year about Thanksgiving, typically a feast beyond which any reasonable human being ought to indulge. Dishes, both traditional and contemporary, overkill. By 4:30 p.m., no one except teenage boys could look at any more food. Preparing it after all these years became a chore, so much so that at some point in headier days, she started to purchase a turkey and all the fixing dishes from a graduate of the New York Culinary Institute who catered these events. So when that day with family gathered round, Grandma and Grandpa, the kids were anxious to leave to see a movie, or some of them intending to head to a bar in the city, he made them all pack up, turkey and stuffing included, and they traveled over strident protest and resounding refrains of "I hate you" from all corners, through the tunnel, together into the city, where they trolled the canyons until they saw a food bank line, then exited with the trimmings and spent the afternoon and evening together, ladling soup.